KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Welcome back, Kata. Welcome back to another week of On the Water in the Air here. Anyway, we have Buddy Seiner in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How's things in your world?
My world is unbelievable and better than you might think, actually. Things are great. Thank you.
And, you know, this little concept that you have come up with, I really, really enjoy this. I listened to the conversation that you had with Jim Molson. Listened to a conversation from Casey Wisemantle from Aberdeen. Yeah. They're recorded, their podcast. Tell us more about this.
You know, Casey's was my favorite to date, just because he's such a great storyteller. Before I tell you guys what it is, I just want to tell you quickly why it exists. So Fish Stories is kind of come about over the last couple of years. And one of the things that I thought about and why I started it, there was a man named Sylvan Tollefsrud, and he passed away in 2011. But he was a hard-headed Norwegian farmer, and he was also my grandpa. We used to have conversations at his kitchen table. And the one thing that I miss most, you know, when I got older, we used to go and visit all the time when I was younger. But when I got older, it was just him and I. We'd go and sit down, and sometimes we'd just sit there and twiddle our thumbs. We ran out of things to talk about pretty quick. He was a man of few words. But he knew that I loved to fish. And invariably, our discussions would go to fishing. And I swear, he had a stack of magazines and news articles about fishing, not because he loved it, but because he knew I loved it. So we'd always talk about that. And he'd tell me some stories about when he fished, you know, back in the day, wading in Spearfish Creek, catching brown trout with marshmallows. And I loved those stories. And so I really missed sitting down and talking to him about that stuff. I miss hearing the stories from him. Yeah. And I thought, over the years, I just thought, gosh, someone needs to create a place for anglers to go to leave their stories, to interview their loved ones, to leave their legacies. And finally, just this year, I said, if I'm not going to do it, who's going to do it? Yeah. So I just decided to do this 100%, do it full time, and start recording people, start recording stories that I'm interested in, and start building this archive that will be available to people to leave their own stories eventually. They can record right on their smartphone. We'll have an app eventually for people to record on, and they can start recording their loved ones, recording their stories, and start leaving legacies.
And saved to a podcast and archived, Stitch. Stitch.com?
Yeah, so we're on Stitcher. We're on Google Play. We're on iTunes. Okay. We're on TuneIn. We're on, anywhere you can listen to podcasts, we're there. You can listen on your smartphone, on your computer, anywhere you want.
You know, this might be early in the conversation, but let's bring in one of these stories, and we are going to give away a Fishing Stories T-shirt here this morning to a caller, or to someone who can identify who this story is about, right? Buddy, tell us a little bit before you start playing.
So I really loved this interview, and this was easy for me because here's a hint. It was in Pier. It was a local interview, but this is a story I want to put together for later in the year. It's going to come out this fall on the podcast. But this is just a snippet from our conversation, and it might be tough, but we'll see what you think. I'm going to play it here. All right.
I mean, here's a guy who spent hours and hours and hours in a boat and would go out in a boat in rough water, couldn't swim, and didn't like water in his face. And most people don't realize that. They would probably think he loves the water. He liked pulling fish out of the water, but don't put him in the water.
So that is the start of a podcast. And that is someone who's telling a story about their father or their husband.
About their husband, their late husband.
Oh, their late husband. All
he
right.
was an outdoor enthusiast, and he was very popular in this region.
He told stories.
He told really great stories. He told stories that I loved when I was a kid, and I watched and listened every week. And that was the thing I loved most about him, was that he did tell a story. It wasn't just going out and oh, we're catching fish and, you know, rock and roll and here's a big fish. It was, we're at this lake. Here's who I'm fishing. This what's your story? Where are you from? You know, what's the story of this lake?
So we didn't even have to take a phone call. Facebook is Facebook's got it. Mike Riley. Mike Riley has got himself a T-shirt. Thank you, Mike Riley. It was Tony Dean.
Can have a sticker, too.
Yes, we can have a sticker. And Prop Senior is a good. That would be a great one to get on. Josh Loebs is talking about that right now on Facebook. So I'm sure Senior is in.
I've got to get him in the loop for sure.
He will. Is he down on McConaughey? Is he down in Nebraska right now?
I'm not sure where he's at. But and speaking of McConaughey, I was just down there last weekend, close to McConaughey, and I need to go there next spring to hit some wipers because that's gonna the state record wiper is gonna come out of McConaughey.
Oh, it's
this
gonna.
Year or next year. I'm guaranteeing it.
Yeah. So you know, getting back to stories, it was Tony Dean. That was his wife telling about a story there about Tony Dean. But you know, we were going to go with another hint on that. And Roy Lake, just north of here, 70 miles, was one of his favorite places to go. Roy Lake Lodge, and you'll go up there and spent some time out there up there last summer for just a couple days and. Just an overnight trip and stopped into Roy Lake Lodge, and they've got the pictures of Tony Dean and many, many others from the fishing legends from the northern states, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin. It's really, really fun. But Tony's, you know, talked a lot about walleye, but, you know, he was a multi-species guy. I mean, smallmouth bass is what he always talked about when he went to Roy Lake. So
he even got into fly fishing later on, you know, in his career and really started to get passionate about going out to the hills and catching fish on the fly. And so that was always fun for me to watch because I love to fly fish. So
Some other, you know, let's talk about some other. Anyone else? Bob Propp Sr. is someone that I thought would have been awesome. Someone brought that up. Any other ideas, just pop them up on Facebook on some of the people that Buddy should be interviewing and get on the Senior. Oh, God, I can't wait. I can't wait because
that's one of the problems is that I'm only one person and there's so many amazing stories. You think about everyone has an amazing story. There's so many stories just out and about. Could go and sit next to an old couple at the lake and they probably have an amazing story about how they met on the lake or something. So I'm only one person, but I'd encourage people to email me with story ideas and I'd be, you know, more than happy to get out there. They can email story@fishstories.org to let me know about something that they're passionate about or a story they know of. Otherwise, heck, get your smartphone out, start a voice recording on that and sit down with someone you really care about or even just tell a story yourself about something that you're passionate about. One of your earliest memories, maybe that was Casey Wisemantle's story on the podcast. My favorite to date, just because of how well he told it and how it kind of came full circle. He, you know, he's out trying to catch a catfish.
Oh yeah.
He goes out with his dad for the first time when he's 42 years old and his dad catches the biggest catfish of the tournament and they're going for walleyes. And it was just really fun to listen to him tell that story and he really enjoyed telling it too. And now it's going to be around forever.
That restaurant must not be on Richmond Lake up at Aberdeen anymore that Casey was talking about.
He said it's still there, but I don't think it's a restaurant. Okay. The A-frame's still there, but it's something else now.
All right. Well, go in everyone and take a listen to the story that Casey Wisemantle told. And Buddy, you know, really with your Facebook page, you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
That is the place to really catch up on a lot of his on a lot of what he's been doing and a lot of his stories. So who else do you? Who else? What other kind of stories? I mean, this isn't just about fish. This is just about how we get into it as a child. That's what I liked about Casey Wisemantle. Tell us about some of the other ideas that people are going to maybe have to put their story together. Because those of you listening on Facebook Live right now and live on the radio have an opportunity to tell your story. And he can edit it and he'll put it to use here on the fishingstories.org.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that all fish stories deserve to be told. And I believe that building this platform is going to create a lot of opportunities for the angling community. So that's one thing I'm excited about. But there are some amazing stories that I'm going to be pursuing. So I'm going to use the podcast basically as a way to promote the archive and to tell some stories that are not being told. So one story I'm really excited about, I'm going to start telling later this year, is about Team USA, Ice Team USA. And this is about a group of guys who dedicate their time to ice fishing and to sport fishing, and they are going overseas. They've been competing for years on a worldwide scale, but they're going to Kazakhstan in February 2018 to the Ice Fishing World Championship. This is like the Olympics of ice fishing. Mm-hmm. And there's a group of guys, they spend their own money, they take their own time, they go over there and they're competing for gold. They're representing our country, the USA, on a worldwide scale to try and win overseas. And the United States has never medaled overseas.
They're tough. The Poland team, those European Russian team, they're very, very tough at that ice fishing.
And it's a different style.
Yeah. You know,
it's something they've had to adapt to and evolve. And they are very humble. That's my favorite thing about these guys. They're so humble. They know these guys are amazing overseas.
Yeah.
And they've had to learn new techniques. They've had to learn about new fish and about how to fish for new fish. And they don't take it lightly. I mean, these guys are dedicated professionals. So that's one story I'm really excited to share with everyone, just to get people more interested in it and to educate you a little bit about the people themselves, the guys that are doing
it. Right. Most of these guys are from Wisconsin, Minnesota. Are there any South Dakota guys, North Dakota guys on that?
I don't know of any South Dakota, North Dakota guys. It's Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois. There's a couple of Michigan. There's a couple guys from Michigan. So it's kind of that upper area. But heck, it's those tryouts. They try out in March, and it's open to anyone. Mm-hmm. Anyone can go
it's
and try out.
It's panfish, too. It's almost all exclusive perch and bluegills.
Yeah, it's perch and bluegill. And because, you know, they try and make tryouts like the world competition. A lot of small fish over there, but they have bigger fish too, but it's like rough fish stuff, bream, and they're really tough to catch. So they try and set the conditions like you're going to be fishing at the world competition, and you use palm rods. They're like glorified chopsticks, which is amazing to watch.
And just 1 or 2 pound test line, very, very light tackle.
It's like hair.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Like hair. And tiny tungsten jigs that just, and they're just presenting, and they're just watching the indicator. No feel to it. They're just, it's all, you're just watching that little tiny spring indicator.
Yeah.
It's not even a spring. It's a little, it's almost like a zip tie indicator.
Right.
And they're just right down there, and all of a sudden, oh, got him. And it's a bluegill about 2.5 inches long. That's but crazy. Then the next drop, oh, I got him. And it's a 1.5 pound bass that they have to, you know, they're really working it with that hair-like line. So it was really fun to do that. And then in August, I actually get to go to the Wind River Range, and I'm going to go backcountry with the, their game fish and parks on a helicopter excursion to their back country lakes, because they do a big stocking program back there in the Wind River Range. So I'm going to go up in the helicopter and watch how they do that and learn about why they do it and why it's so important to that region. So that's another one I'm excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm excited because there's many, many, many people in the fishing that really don't have a chance to share. I know the hunting world has had opportunity after opportunity for this, but the fishing world really doesn't. Again, let's let everyone know how they can connect with you. Of course, Facebook is one of the best. That's what I've been doing and how I learned about you and what you're doing. But tell us again quickly where to connect and what we're going to do when we connect.
Yeah, well, like you said, Facebook, I'd go to fishstories.org too and sign up for our newsletter. That goes out every Friday. So that'll have stories from the web, and that'll have audio stories as well, new stuff that we're putting out.
Fishstories.org.
Fishstories.org. Right. And you can search for it. Right now, it's just a landing page. We're kind of developing the overall look of the website and the archive itself. So right now, it's just, you know, this is why we're doing what we're doing. Sign up for our newsletter. There'll be more to come for sure from that. And then, biggest thing, just tell a story or tell me about a story that you think is interesting. Email me or send me a note on Facebook or something and just say, hey, I appreciate what you're doing, or here's a story that I think is interesting and I want you to share, and that would be really helpful. Or if you have any feedback about what I'm doing, that would be helpful too, negative or positive. I just need to know what you guys think, what you want to hear about, what you want to learn about, and that will really help me moving forward, because this is a brand new thing. It's going to take a little time to develop it, but right now, a lot of positive feedback. People are really excited about it, and that all makes me excited about
it. Yeah, fishingstories.org or Buddy Seiner. Search on Facebook. You'll find him, S-E-I-N-E-R.
Yep, and Fish Stories is on Facebook as well, so you could just put in Fish Stories, and it should come up. You'll see the fish logo on Facebook, and then, that'll get you there.
Earlier, I tried to read this, but I know it's backwards to you Facebook people. But it's preserving fish stories and the legacies of people who tell them. fishstories.org. Take a look, everyone. Now, we're going to have to send this. We're going to end this fine fish story that we've made this morning, but it'll get archived right here on Facebook. Good morning, Zippy Doll. Thanks for joining. Here's another guy, Zippy Doll. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Ice fishing guru. That'd be a nut. There's just on and on.
I've seen him online. So.
Zippy is the world famous perch patrol up on Devil's Lake. That is cool. Mm-hmm. Go up there, head up to Grand Forks, ride on the train over to Devil's Lake. You'll get to experience that. It's really neat.
Yeah, it'd be a cool story for
that,
sure.
That is another one. Golly, I could come up with all kinds, buddy.
No, if I'm here too long, I'm going to get worked to death. So
yeah, but we're running out of time. So for another week of On the Water in the Air here in Watertown, South Dakota, we were live with Buddy Siner. We're going to send it over to Randy Grimes.